The Beach Boys. Fun, fun, fun. Here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us. I never had a T-Bird.
Of course not. You had...
I had a Mustang, but not a T-Bird.
Yeah.
You had a Model T, bro.
Hey. You just... Dang. You are way too comfortable here already, sir.
I've already been here once, man. I know how it goes.
Okay, I just picked up our new... That's our new morning mix band over there. We'll just bring him in because...
We'll book you regularly.
We'll book you regularly. Yes. Get comments from the cheap seats on the other side of the room there.
Just pay us in chicken biscuits.
We'll there you go.
We may be able to make that happen.
Brought to you by Chick-fil-A on a hill.
That's right.
Anyway...
Now we got to go, you know...
I know.
Find some sponsors for really.
For really. Anyway, we had to find something that'll... supply chicken biscuits for the band. tell us a little bit more. We were mentioning who's going to be where. Do you have any of that?
Yes, we have a schedule out that you can go to our Facebook page, Panama City Songwriters Festival, and check out who's playing and when they're playing and where they're playing.
Cool.
So that's laid out for you, and we've also got the artist list. And we'll have big signs outside with the logo saying this is where people are playing. So
cool. And you're going to be you'll have somebody playing like upstairs in the gallery at Visual Arts Center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's
cool.
Right.
That's a nice venue. I worked up there before.
Very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, where haven't you worked?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. I actually worked. I was a brick mason at the Guggenheim. So there you go.
Dang.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't be so quick to believe me, Anthony. Instead of Anthony helping me out with my bad attempts at humor, Jason's just sitting over there shaking his head going, this is not the way humor's supposed to go.
I'm no expert.
I know you're no expert, Jason.
He said he's totally an expert, and I can say that because he's off mic.
Yeah, he's off mic, and he's...
Can't fend for himself, for God's sake.
He can't. You know, he's just...
Let the man sing, Tom. As co-host Thursday, let the man sing.
Okay. What do you got for us, Anthony?
Just another terrible piece of garbage song.
Okay.
I'm really happy
if it's as terrible and as garbage as the last one, I can't wait.
That's right. This song's called Weeping Willow, and it's like one of my favorites, and it's weird because I wrote it when I was like 16, and usually all the songs you write it when you're 16, you just like think they're awful. But this one I still think is good, so it's like one of the only ones I still think is good. So I'm going to play it for you. It's called Weeping Willow. It was one of those songs I wrote like, oh, sorry, you keep putting me on thing, and then they take me out. I'm so sorry. I keep talking. I play, and then I start talking. I wrote like a conglomeration of songs to get my girlfriend back at the time, and it worked because she married me. So anyway, this is one of them. Come and go with me, my love. We will talk beneath the weeping willow. I will take you to a place few have ever tread and few will enter. Your love is like a fire burning deep inside my broken mind. Weeping willow. Oh, weeping willow. I can remember before the Great War when you were stronger. Now you will come to die. Slowly close your eyes. I'll meet you on the other side. Oh, come and go with me, my love. We will talk beneath the weeping willow. Weeping willow. Oh, weeping Willow. I can see the weather change, the changing of the times. Fall is coming on. We might think of better days, but life is easy now, so we'll keep walking on. Oh, come and go with me, my love, and we will talk beneath the weeping willow. Weeping willow. Thank you, thank you. Thanks so much.
He put a tip jar out there, folks. That's so you right. Can just
unfortunately this
just
floor
Venmo
is
me, Venmo me. Anthony Peebles on Venmo.
There you go.
I'm really like, easy to find.
Okay. Like students outside. What do we have to give? But Venmo. Yeah, you got them.
Yeah. Exactly. Jolly Ranchers are acceptable.
There you go.
So that's just a taste of what you may hear. Most
you
likely.
You could hear. Very likely. And that and many, many others. Many right. others. 30 some odd more singer-songwriters out there. Are you going to perform any, Will?
I am, yes.
Where? So I know what to avoid.
Okay. Don't go to the Center of the Arts on Friday. Okay. And don't go to the place on Saturday.
Okay. But really, this is quite... it's actually very exciting as far as I'm concerned. You don't get this kind of thing going on in Panama City. It's kind of what downtown Panama City looks like it was made for, really, if you think about it. I mean, there's so many neat little venues down there now, and it's very arty community. It's great to walk. I mean, it's a great place to walk. There's parking, all sorts of stuff down there. So it really is a neat place.
Yes, this is a good opportunity, and... a great stage for any singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. I feel bad because there's not a lot of venues for singer-songwriters for someone to come and actually listen to a song that doesn't have somebody in the background, you know.
Yelling Freebird.
Yes, or, you know. Mm-hmm.
Burning you with their cigarette.
Either okay. one.
It has happened.
It has happened.
It will happen again.
Yes, I always.
But not at the Songwriter Festival.
I always wondered why Ovation made a plastic guitar.
That's right.
And then I realized that was to bonk people in the head that were throwing beer at you or use it as baseball bat.
That's right.
That's correct.
Bludgeoning people at the event.
Well, you got it. You know, you got to protect.
You
got to merchandise.
Yeah, you got to protect the merchandise. No, seriously, I think this is a great idea. I hope it goes on. I hope it goes on. You know, continually, year by year. Are you planning? Are you hoping for a year by year thing?
Absolutely. That's you know the first year. Obviously, we want just to cause awareness to get people to come and be a part of the mm-hmm. launching of this festival and support this music.
Well, I would hope if you do that next year, we can get together and perhaps we could have a time offset kind of live performance version of the mix so that WKGC could carry some of this live from one of the venues down there. I would love to do that. That's always fun.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, the events this Friday and Saturday,
mm-hmm.
downtown Panama City.
It's sort of did you say 5:30 to 10?
5:15 to about 10. And, okay. and again, those times are going to be staggered. So mm-hmm. you can go and catch okay. different artists at different times.
Well, I do know what I'm doing on Friday. On Friday at, I believe, at 5 o'clock, you're the, that one in front of you works. I mean, they're all plugged in there, Jason.
Okay, yeah. Over in the Amelia Center Theater, we have the opening art reception of the annual Cup Show. Which is in its 12th year. So this is an art exhibit of cups, but, you know, not just your everyday cups. Yeah, These are works of art from all over the country. It's a juried festival, and people love to buy unique, one-of-a-kind holiday gifts at this event. So come for the opening, and then head over to the Songwriters Festival to hear some music, and your evening is set.
That's exactly what I plan to do. I'm going to go over there. bug Pavel for a while, because every time I go over there, I have to bug Pavel for a while. He'll be the guy in the CCCP jumpsuit, I believe, if he wears his normal. Jason's just shaking his head.
100% authentic.
100% authentic. He is indeed in his former Soviet bloc tracksuit, and I go over there and pick out some Christmas presents and for people, and they get little red dots on them after I pay for them, and then that's what the red dots mean when you're up there.
Right. If you see
Carol and I are going to head downtown because I want to go to the Visual Arts Center down there and heckle. Just what you wanted, wasn't it, Will?
I'm glad I got security.
Tom's gonna holler "Free Bird" from the doorway and then hoof it down the stairs.
And don't tase me, bro, on the way out.
Oh my gosh. Well, we're gonna take a quick break. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in.
Thank you, man.
We've got to cover one more thing. We covered earlier, but it's important.
It is that
The Fall for Felines fundraiser. Right after a quick break. Here on the mix.